Fears are primarily the things that are that hold us back. Fears are the things that like we create in our minds. And usually when you think about the fears that you have, they're not necessarily real. For the most part, they're not real at all. Usually, typically what we hear, right, from people is the only thing that you should fear is fear itself. So when you're getting started with any business and you don't know where to go, hey, Danielle, you don't know where to go, you're really trying to figure everything out. Fear is the number one thing that cripples you from actually getting things done. You are listening to The Strategy Behind Branding Yourself, a podcast for those looking to tap into their passion, make an impact, and begin building a brand. My name is Precious Price, and I'll be your host. Thanks for joining. This episode is sponsored by my accelerator program, Building Brand Authority, better known as BBA. If you're currently a corporate manager who is killing it in your career and you're looking to expand your influence both inside and outside of the office and position yourself as an expert in your industry, listen up. I believe that the influence and accomplishments that you achieve in your career should not only be known by those at your company. Likewise, the passion projects that you have outside of your career should be known by those at your place of employment. You do not have a personal brand and a professional brand. You're one person, so you have one brand. So you need to use your profession and your passion to fuel one another. BBA is an 8-week one-on-one coaching program that positions you to do just that through strategically leveraging LinkedIn. If you're interested in being seen as an expert in your field, being invited to speak on topics related to your expertise, not just your career, increasing your visibility in your industry, then you need to head on over to www.preciouscprice.com/BBA. So for those of you who may not be familiar with me, my name is Precious Price. I am a brand authority coach helping young professionals, entrepreneurs, pretty much get started with building their brand, right? Building authority within their industry. How do they do that? So with all of this and me getting started with that, I want to go into how can you really begin to overcome some of the top fears that most entrepreneurs face when they're getting started within business, right? Or even before you get started within business, what are these top fears that you face in the beginning, right? Because fears are primarily the things that are that hold us back. Fears are the things that like we create in our minds. And usually when you think about the fears that you have, they're not necessarily real. For the most part, they're not real at all. Usually, typically what we hear, right, from people is the only thing that you should fear is fear itself. So when you're getting started with any business and you don't know where to go, hey, Danielle, you don't know where to go, you're really trying to figure everything out. Fear is the number one thing that cripples you from actually getting things done. So I'm going to pretty much hop in, give y'all some of the top fears that I've identified that I've actually gone through myself. And then I want you to let me know if you're actually experiencing this as well, right? And if you're somebody in business, this is something that you need to be listening to, right? Because a lot of people sit and they tell me that, you know, you want to get started within business. You want to get your brand off the ground. They ask me how I do what I do. And they initially want all of the business tips. You want all of the tangible stuff, not understanding that before all of that, before the tangible stuff, before the tactical tips, before all of that, you need to get your mindset right. You need to be in the mindset of a CEO, right? The mindset of a CEO is a lot different than the mindset of someone who just has a side hustle. The mindset of somebody who has a side hustle is a lot different than the mindset of someone who is an employee of someone else. And it's understanding that you can have pieces of all of those identities, of all of those mindsets. But if you really want to get started the correct way in your business with all of this, then you really need to fix your mindset first, like overcome the beliefs that you have within yourself. So, top three fears that you need to overcome when you are getting started within business, and how do you make sure that you are successful in business? That first fear that I always hear people have, right? The fear that I even had when I was starting out is I don't want to put myself out there because I am afraid that somebody is going to steal my idea. If you've experienced that fear, let me know. Drop like a number one or number two. Let me know. You're scared that somebody is going to steal your idea. That's why you don't want to necessarily put yourself out there right now, because you feel like somebody is going to take the idea that you have, whether that's a business idea, whether it's like a page that you were thinking, a community that you were thinking, whatever. You have a fear that someone is going to steal your idea. And to that, I will respond, you need to understand, number one, that no one can actually steal an idea. That's what I want you to understand first and foremost. Nobody can steal an idea legally. People cannot steal your idea. If you have not executed on it yet, if it's still in your mind, how are they going to know, number one, that they are stealing it? Okay, maybe you've mentioned it to them, right? You've mentioned it to them before, and you're pretty much trying to just say, okay, they just took my idea. I told them about it, and they took it. Whose fault is that? You don't necessarily fear that they're going to steal your idea. You fear that they're going to execute on it before you do. And then to that, I will ask you, what's taking you so long to execute? What's taking you so long to actually put it out there, to actually put some type of action to what you're saying that you want to do? If you are scared of someone actually stealing your idea, you are actually scared in reality that they are going to execute it faster than you are. That's what you're really scared of. So number one, just like overcome all of that, understanding that people cannot steal your idea. But then even furthermore, you need to understand that that execution piece is what you are actually missing. So many of us have ideas, right? When I started out, I had so many ideas. And then you try to figure out, okay, what can I do first? What's going to be the most profitable for me? What's going to be the most impactful for everybody else? How do you really understand what that is, right? And understanding what that is just really getting started. That's what I tell people all of the time. If you have all of these ideas and you have a fear of somebody stealing it, that means that you need to go ahead and you need to get started with executing on that idea. Because execution beats strategy every single time. If someone's actually put their money where their mouth is, put action to their word, put action to their business idea, what have you, of course they are going to be in a better place than you are. If you think about the people who you look at and you say, hey, I want to be just like you. I want my business to be like theirs. They're doing it within the industry that you're playing. And when you think about those people, they are only in a better place than you are because they executed, because they actually turned that idea into something tangible. So when you're looking to actually overcome that fear of saying, okay, someone is going to steal my idea, especially in this age of social media, right? People are going to steal a lot of things. I've had things stolen from me, whether it's content, whether it's profiles, whether it's photos, the way I say something, hashtags, whatever. It's all public information at that point. When you put it out there on a social media platform, you are now giving everyone free access to it, unless you are in some type of situation where you are actually protecting your intellectual property. Now that is a completely different, that's a completely different live. That's a completely different training. But while you're sitting there waiting for perfection, you need to understand that perfection is never going to come, especially when you are thinking in terms of business, right? When you're thinking in terms of business, number one, you can't perfect an idea. You can perfect a launch. You can perfect the way that you're doing something. You can perfect how you're reaching out to your audience. But until you actually put action to it, nothing's going to happen. It's just an idea at that point, and it cannot necessarily be protected. So that's the number one fear that I see, and I wanted to call out. The faster that you put it out there, the faster that you can just get feedback, and the faster that you can relaunch it in a better way. That's just what I want you to understand first and foremost. The second fear that I typically see, right, is this fear of judgment. So if you're someone who you say, this fear of judgment, right? You go on Instagram and anytime you are getting ready to post, there's this hesitation. There's like this fear of like, oh my gosh, what are people going to think? What are they going to say? Oh, I don't want to step on anybody's toes. That's that fear, right? That fear of judgment. I don't want to step on anybody's toes. And this fear of judgment, like what if people don't like me? What if they don't like what I have to say? You cannot be everything for everybody. That's what you have to understand. I believe like as one of the very first principles when you are getting into business is you cannot please everybody. A lot of you know who have been watching me for a while, right? If you've been following me for a while, you know that I talk all of the time about understanding who your audience is and understanding who you're talking to, right? Like even for me, I have a little over 3,000 followers, right? And there are about 7 or 8 of you here on Instagram and maybe another 5 or 6 on Facebook right now watching it live. Now, there are going to be a number of people who watch the replay, but watching it live right now. And you maybe came in because you saw the title of what I had to say, and you came in, you said, ooh, that's interesting. I want to hear about what that is. I know who I'm talking to. So the fear of judgment that you have is understanding that you are going to be judged whether or not you put something out there. Whether or not you get started with it, you're already being judged. So do you want to be judged while you're actually doing something that you love and you're actually executing on, you know, what you said you were going to execute on? Or do you just want to be judged for being who you are and living and just living and doing nothing? Like, that fear of judgment is something that you have to overcome, because you cannot please everybody. So hesitating before you post, actually, like, constantly, if you're somebody who constantly change the text, change the caption of your post, because you're like, okay, let me reword this. That might sound wrong. Someone might take that the wrong way. You're watering down what you post. Or even you may be somebody who you're not posting at all, whether this is on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, or what have you, about your business, about your content, because you have this fear of other people judging what you are doing, how you are saying something, who you are, how you're executing, right? That fear of judgment is something that you have to overcome and get over, because you need to put yourself out there. These other people, the fear of judgment that we typically have is just other people projecting their fears onto us. That's what judgment is, right? They're projecting their own insecurities and their fears onto you. So it's really just all about combating that, and really also understanding that when you have this fear of judgment and you have this hesitation anytime you're about to post, a hesitation anytime you're about to put something out there, or even you have this fear of judgment, an overall fear of judgment that has now stopped you altogether from putting your business idea out there, from putting it into execution. If that's something that you're doing, you need to understand that right now you are not fully serving your audience, right? You're not fully serving your audience. And then at that point, it isn't growing. A lot of us say that, like, what do we say? We want like 100,000 followers. I know there are people who reach out to me and they say, I want to grow my following to like 10,000, 100,000, right? Number one, I would ask you, why do you want to do that? That would be my first question. But then number two, what are you going to do with 10,000 or 100,000 followers? That would be my question to each of you that are listening to me live right now. Let's say that you have 100 followers, maybe 300,000 followers, and let's say that we 10x that. What are you going to do with 3,000 followers? What is the number one? That's the first thing that you are going to do when you hit that 3,000 or 10,000 or $100,000 follower mark. What is the first thing you are going to do? And however you answer that, I would then tell you to do that for the same 100 followers that you have now. Because that then tells me that if you're not already operating at a place as if you had 100,000 followers, if you're not already operating at a place as if you've had 10,000 followers, then you are not fully serving your audience right now. You're holding something back. And what's the point of holding something back, right? Like, if you're not fully serving your audience, of course it isn't going to grow to the scale that you want it to grow. Because you need to actually nurture who you currently have, because the people who are actually going to grow your audience, you don't grow your audience. Other people grow your audience based on recommendations, based on shares, based on good word of mouth. All of that is how you grow your audience. You, yourself, you do not necessarily grow your audience. It's all about the social proof that other people provide on your behalf. That's what you have to understand. It's all about that social proof. So if you are not actually serving the people who are showing up for you right now, like all of you who are listening to me right now, this is me showing up for you right now. Whether it was 8 of you on here, whether it was 80 or it was 800, I'm going to show up with the same energy, the same way, the same caliber of content that I would if I had 900,000, 100,000 followers. I would show up that same way. So if you're saying you're someone who you want more followers, right? What would you do with those more followers? And then start to do that same thing that you're saying you would do with that larger number of followers, because you have people now who already support you, yet you're only focusing on the people who don't support you, who don't like what you have to say, who don't want to buy your product, who don't want to like your photo, who don't want to share your content. You're focused on all of the people who are not doing it rather than the people who are showing up for you right now. And then that's why you have this internal, like this strong fear of judgment, of really being judged, right? So there's a certain level of confidence that you really need to understand that you have to have in order for you to be a leader, be a CEO, be a business owner. Because a CEO is a lot different from a business owner, right? To just be an influencer and a person of authority, there's a certain level of confidence that you need to have, a confidence in your word, right? In the stance that you have. And that confidence negates all of the judgment that you have a fear of right now. It's a lot of responsibility, right? Like, how do you handle all of that? Because I get on here, right? You can never fully eradicate this internal fear that you have of judgment. None of us want to be judged, right? None of us want to be judged just initially based on something that you see, because it's not like who we are holistically, right? I understand that. But it's also getting that you're going to have fans and then you're going to have foes. And it's understanding that you cannot have one without the other. You can't have foes without fans, and you can't have fans without foes. The people who don't like you are going to come, and the more people that do like you, the more people that won't like you, that won't like what you have to say, that will think that you are just doing something just for the hell of doing it, right? That's going to be the more people that do that. You think about people like Beyonce. You think about people like, I don't know, who's someone else that's really likable? Who's listening? And who, name someone else who's really likable, right? Will Smith, Jada Pinkett Smith, those people. You have people who are the biggest fans of those people, right? They're likable people for the most part, but you still have people who absolutely hate Beyonce, who absolutely hate Will Smith, who absolutely hate Jada Pinkett Smith. You have people who hate all of those people who we deem as lovable, right? Michelle Obama, absolutely. People who we like, people who are plainly, you would look at them and you would say, wow, they are doing the damn thing. They are amazing. How could anyone hate them? Yet they are still being judged. So what makes you think that you would not be judged? What makes you think that you won't be someone like you? If Michelle Obama's being judged, what makes you think that you can like somehow prevent judgment? That somehow, if you just don't put anything out there, if you just continue to tweak a little bit of words, or you continue to censor yourself, that people won't judge you. There's always going to be judgment, and it's understanding that you just need to embrace that, right? Like, you can't have, like I said, you cannot have the fans without the foes. That's always going to be there. So fear number one was the fear of stealing, like someone stealing your idea. And we said that nobody can actually steal your idea, right? No one can steal your idea. It's not possible for someone to steal an idea. So that means that you need to be faster about actually executing on what it is that's in your head. No one can steal an idea. That's not possible. The second fear that we talked about with this was this fear of judgment, right? And this fear of, okay, you have a hesitation about putting yourself out there, a hesitation about putting out content, a hesitation about going live, because, oh, what if only one person shows up? Then that means that you need to show up as if it was 100,000 people on your live. That's exactly what that means. So overcoming that fear of judgment that you have. And then that third fear that we're talking about is fear of failure, right? This fear of failure is one, honestly, that everybody, every single person goes through, right? And a lot of people like to ask me, it's like, okay, like, how do you do everything that you do? Like, oh my God. Like, how do you do it? How do you manage it, right? That's what people like to ask me, or how did you get to the point that you are right now? And it's not necessarily to say that I don't fear judgment. It's not to say that at all. Not judgment, excuse me. It's not to say that I don't fear failure, but it's just to say that I'm going to lean into failure a lot more when I feel that fear, that hesitation coming on. Because the faster that I fail, the faster that I can relaunch and do it better. Like, the moment that you continue to wait for perfection, Because this fear of failure is all about, okay, let me get it perfect. Let me get it perfect so that I don't fail. And thinking that, and it's also a matter of actually thinking that you won't fail. Everyone, for every yes, there's a no, right? For every up, there's a down. Everybody is going to fail at something, at some point. So you continuously trying to perfect something when perfection is not even a real thing is going to hurt you in the long run because you're not actually putting yourself out there. So that fear of failure is understanding that when you just put it out there, no, maybe it won't be perfect, right? It won't be perfect at all. However, you would have made some type of progress on it, right? And I like to think that progress is better than perfection because as you're progressing, you are then perfecting in itself, right? It's like killing two birds with one stone. The more that you do things, the more that you actually progress with something and execute and put action to what you're saying that you want to do, the faster that you can actually get to the point that you want to be. So if we're recapping, right, on our three failures that you need to overcome for you to actually be successful in business, to recap, and I want to start before we even recap, because there are more people here than at the beginning, I do want to say again, you cannot sit and say that you want all of the tactics and the tips to run your business successfully and you don't want to get the mindset information. You don't want to try to change or overcome your limiting beliefs. The tips and the tactics can only go so far if you have not become the person that's required to receive what you are trying to receive, to run the business that you are trying to run. If you have not become the person that can effectively like lead people, right? None of these tips and these tactics are gonna work. So that means that you need to listen in when it's mindset talk like this about how can you overcome the shit that's in your head, right? Because we are our number one, like we are the number one thing that holds us back. These fears, right? Number one, that fear of somebody stealing your idea, it's not possible. Number two, the fear of judgment, right? The fear of somebody actually saying something about you. So you have this constant hesitation of what to put out there. But it's understanding that you have an audience and you need to know who you're talking to. When you know who you're talking to, you're not going to be afraid of judgment because then you have an audience, a community who's going to stand behind you on your behalf. If I go out here and I say something crazy, I know that there are people who are going to stand behind what I have to say 100%. They're going to stand behind it because I know who my audience is. I know who I'm talking to at all times. I know that if I'm talking about LinkedIn, there are certain people who are not going to tune in because they do not care for LinkedIn. And that's completely fine. But I understand who I'm talking to at all times. So that's what you need to do as well. So fear number one, fear of stealing content. Nobody can steal your content. It's not possible. Fear number two, the fear of judgment. Overcoming that, you're going to be judged anyway, so you might as well execute on your idea while you're here. And then fear number three, this fear of failure, right? Fear of like actually thinking that you will not fail or thinking that you cannot fail. If you continue to try to perfect something, it's going to hold you back. It's creating a roadblock within the progress that you're making. So the faster that you put it out there and the faster that you fail, the faster that you can actually relaunch it because now you have feedback. You have feedback from real people, not just whoever is in your head. You have feedback from real people on the idea that you have because you've now executed and now it's not even necessarily a failure. It's a lesson learned. So now you have that lesson. You use that feedback that you gain to refine the process, refine the business idea that you have, refine whatever it is, the product, whatever it is, you're refining that. And then now you're relaunching it. And again, it's progress, right? Because that first failure wasn't necessarily a failure. It was just feedback and a lesson learned. So let me know what y'all think. Like, what was most helpful about this? I know this was a fairly quick one, but I think it was really important because like I said, the mindset piece for me, I'm understanding, especially as I'm getting to a point where my business and businesses are taking off, right? And I use take off loosely because take off is really to each its own. But to me, my businesses are doing really successful. And I feel like I'm getting to a point now where I'm understanding now more than ever the mindset of the person who is running the business, the brand, is the most important. The tactics and the tips, the coaches and all of that, like they can give you everything. They can give you all of the methods. They can give you all of the frameworks. But if they're not actually helping you transform into the person that you need to be in order to receive whatever it is that you need to get or that you want to get, then there's no point. Like, I'm understanding now that my mindset was the number one thing, is, continues to be the number one thing that holds me back in my business, is my mindset. I'm constantly, it's an everyday battle for me tackling, like, my mindset and how do I stop my own limiting beliefs, because I'm finding that it's never anybody else saying you can't do this. It's never anybody else saying no, you shouldn't do this. It's always me in my head saying that. And it's absolutely wild. Limiting my own like actions, limiting my own beliefs of myself. So that's just the number one thing that you need to understand. Okay, I see Khalil, even if you could steal content, just because someone knows what you do doesn't mean they can execute it like you. Absolutely. And that's the piece that I will say, right? Like, people are going to understand what's real from what's fake, who's executing it right and who may be executing it wrong. And it's really just a matter of understanding that there are a multitude of ideas out here, right? Like, I always use the example of toilet paper. Like, the first person who made toilet paper, the second person could have stole their idea, and then the first person could have said, wait, they stole it. No, it's just all about differentiating the way that you do it. If someone steals an idea that you said you had, that doesn't mean the idea is just ass now. It doesn't mean that it's just gone. That means that, okay, you need to look at what they're doing wrong. If somebody has an idea that you said, damn, I had that idea, now I can't do it because they did it. No, you need to look at how they're doing it. What are they doing wrong? What could they be doing better? How could they better serve their audience? And then you need to do it in a better way than they're doing it. That makes your product different. That makes your brand different. So I absolutely agree, Khalil. Definitely. Like I said, let me know what's been the best part for y'all. Talk back to me. That part, perfection can be your worst enemy. Absolutely. I hate it. Okay, Danae says the one thing that stood out to me was not being afraid of people's opinion. Absolutely. I don't give a damn about opinions. I'm not going to hold y'all, whether it's on Instagram, whether it's on Facebook, whether it's on LinkedIn. I could care less. Actually, sometimes I do care. Let me stop lying to y'all. Sometimes I do care, but yes, but it hit hard for you because what you're trying to do with your business as well as personal-wise. Exactly. Nobody can steal your content. And it's actually important to put it out there and put action to it with everything that you're doing. So let me know what questions you have. Like, let's do, I'm down to hop into a business Q&A. For those of you who may not be familiar with me and the businesses that I have, I do have a branding business and online coaching business that I've been doing unofficially, I've been doing that for like 5 or 6 years. And then officially is when I actually started my LLC early last year. And that's how long I've been doing that, like officially as an official business. I also have my Airbnb business. I have a vending machine business. And I believe that's it. But I do be hustling, y'all. Taylor says her biggest takeaway was serving those who support you and providing the same quality of content to the 1,000 followers that you would if you had 10,000 followers. Absolutely. Mindset is huge and you cannot limit yourself. So for those of you that are actually on right now, like, tell me what type of business do you have? Because I'm down for the business Q&A. I know a lot of people have been like messaging me about Airbnb and how can they get started and what they are doing now. Hey guys, thanks so much for listening to the Strategy Behind Branding Yourself podcast. If you love this episode, please go on your social media and share, subscribe, and review. Let me know you're listening by tagging me at Precious C Price. That's at PreciousCPrice. I can't wait to chat with you guys.